USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's defending them, but China says it will retaliate against an increase in U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. The U.S. hiked tariffs on $200 billion worth of them, went from 10% to 25% last night. The Trump administration hiking the tariffs after trade talks started breaking down several days ago.
We were getting very close to a deal, then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that.
This morning, Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri says he agrees with Trump's move.
They cannot build their middle class and worse, their military on the backs of American farmers and American manufacturers and American workers.
He was speaking to NBC News. North Korean state news says Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to be at full combat posture after the U.S. said it seized a large North Korean cargo ship for carrying an illegal shipment of coal. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't
consider. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
President Trump slamming James Comey after the former FBI director suggested the president could be prosecuted after he leaves office. Comey also saying during a CNN town hall last night that Attorney General William Barr is acting like Trump's personal lawyer.
It doesn't make me happy to say this, but I think he has lost most of his reputation with the way he's conducted himself.
The president tweeting afterwards, Comey is a disgrace and that he brought the FBI down, adding both Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired. Inflation at the consumer level up slightly month to month and more significantly year to year. Figures just released by the Labor Department showing the CPI ticked up 0.3% last month thanks to rising prices for gasoline, rent, and health care. And the CPI increased 2% even since April of last year. The 19-year-old suspected gunman in the California synagogue shooting now facing over 100 hate crime charges. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Alabama Senate is delaying a vote on a bill to ban abortions after an uproar over exceptions for rape and incest. The State House passing the bill last week, but the Republican-controlled Senate abruptly removed a rape and incest exception from the bill without allowing a roll call vote. After some heated debate between minority Democrats and Republicans, the Senate President Pro Tem moved to delay the vote on the bill until next week. The bill's sponsor saying she wanted the bill to be challenged and forced up the court system until the Supreme Court had to revisit Roe v. Wade. Missouri House Republicans reversing a move to allow public funds to pay in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. Earlier this week, a House and Senate conference committee moved to strike budget language that forbids giving undocumented students money for college. Yesterday, the Missouri Republican-led House voted to affirm the restrictive language rather than take it out. The Senate will now debate whether the proposal will go back to the conference committee. And a judge in Palm Beach, Florida, is sealing secretly recorded videos of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft in a Florida prostitution case. More than 100 hours of recording will be kept under wraps, at least for now. The videos allegedly show women providing sexual services to dozens of clients, including the 77-year-old Kraft. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.